I'm great. How are you doing?
We are awesome. We are very Raiders-centric on this show, and because we're in Las Vegas, so we've been asking everyone who's coming on today, what's your take on what's going on in this crazy situation with one Antonio Brown?
You know, the Raiders have always been a gangster team, and now they're moving to the gangster capital of the world, Las Vegas. And, you know, Al Davis, his whole thing is win, baby, win. So if Al was here, he would love Antonio Brown because he likes those bad guys that can play.
Well, if you, I mean, I'm with you, and I think that he would be a great fit on a team that's that one piece away. But if they're a bad team, as we think they could be, this just doesn't seem like the kind of thing that's going to help you develop some of those young players.
You know, the Raiders' philosophy is, you know, they're like the renegade of the NFL. All the other teams are you know, blue-collar workers. Everybody plays by the book. But the Raiders seem to always get those players who are different, who are boisterous, who are, you know, just crazy.
Crazy. Let's go. So, come on, Leroy. Break it down.
He's going to work out. I'm going to tell you. He's going to work out because he's going to give them an option they didn't have last year. They lost Cooper, but now he comes in and takes his place. He's going to give them an option. And yeah, he's going to be a little disruptive. But you know something? When he gets to Vegas, they're going to love him.
And I don't know. I don't know if he's going to make it to Vegas. You think he's going to make it to Vegas?
Oh, yeah, he's going to make it to Vegas. Oh, definitely. He's a Raider. He's a Raider.
Yeah, you're right. Now, I know you, obviously, you're one of the guys that I looked up to growing up, obviously, in California, watching you play for the Rams, along with Rod Perry, man. It's definitely a pleasure having you on. Now, I know ED is real vocal about the way he sees the NFL, the way it's played out to be now. What would be your take if Antonio Brown had all these antics off the field? What would you say to him if he walked into your locker room back then?
Well, you know, and the Rams locker room was a little different. But, you know, the thing about it is the players have to police the players. And, you knew what you were getting. It's not like he was a draft pick like Ryan Leaf and you didn't really know what you were getting. You knew what you were getting when you brought the guy in. So you got what you want. You got what you knew you were going to get. And now you're saying, oh, whoa, we didn't think we were going to get this. Well, guess what? You got what you knew you were going to get. And now you got to work around him. And quite frankly, the Raiders will benefit from him. And Carr, he'll develop a lot faster with AB than without him.
So if you were in the situation that Ben Roethlisberger was versus the situation that Derek Carr is in, I'm curious what you see as the best way to go here, because we know that Roethlisberger challenged Antonio Brown from time to time. He tried to assert that leadership, and everything we've heard from Derek Carr so far has been a real soft touch. He's been trying to be very rah-rah and positive. Do you think there's a way to go, a right way to go?
Derek Carr.
Hold on one second. You're talking about you're putting Roethlisberger in the same category as Carr? Come on.
No, I'm not putting them in the same category at all. Yeah.
Roethlisberger runs the team in Pittsburgh. He's the main guy, so he can say something to anybody and get them off the team. Derek Carr is just barely hanging on. I mean, so Derek Carr, he knows that AB may be his saving grace. So he's going to try to befriend AB, understand what he's going through. But when it all boils down to winning, okay? If they beat Denver on Monday Night Football, and AB gets 110 yards receiving and two touchdowns, we're not even going to be talking about this next week.
What if they don't?
Well, if they don't, you guys remember, AB is... See, the way... Mark, you know this better than anybody. The NFL, the way they practice now, is nothing like they did when I played or when you started playing. And we had two-a-days for 7-8 weeks. We hit every day. Guys were ready to go on day one for the season. Most of these quarterbacks don't even play in the preseason. Most of the star players don't even play in the preseason, and they don't get any work in summer camp. So, you know, you go from walkthroughs in the morning to half gear in the afternoon. So it's going to take time for these teams to develop chemistry. I think once they start developing that chemistry, Carr, and AB are going to be one of the best combinations in the league.